AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A foreign ministry spokesman says Russia has no intention of deploying tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine, a day after Moscow's top diplomat in the U.S. chided Western officials for targeting it with baseless accusations. Ukraine's president is lamenting the lack of medical services in occupied areas of his country. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
In the east and south, the situation with access to medical services and medicines is just catastrophic. Even the simplest medications are missing. President Volodymyr Zelensky made the comments in a speech delivered at the Brave Ukraine charity event in the UK. Zelensky went on to say almost no treatment was available for those suffering from cancer, and insulin for diabetics was difficult to find or non-existent. He also said there were no antibiotics available. The Ukrainian president said during the course of the war, the Russian military had fired more than 2,000 missiles into Ukraine. He said the destroyed or damaged infrastructure includes nearly 400 hospitals and other medical facilities. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new international effort is racing to rescue more civilians from the tunnels under a besieged steel plant in Mariupol in Ukraine and the city at large. The Labor Department says 428,000 jobs were added in April, extending a streak of solid hiring. It comes in the face of the worst inflation in four decades, as well as the war in Ukraine. Employers have added at least 400,000 jobs for 12 straight months. The count in the U.S. of deaths from the coronavirus is nearing a million, and there is data making clear which groups have been hit the hardest. More than 700,000 people 65 and older died. Men died at higher rates than women. White people made up most of the deaths overall. Yet an unequal burden fell on Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, considering the younger average age of minority communities. This is AP News. It's springtime. Time to check the lawn. But there are worries about the environment.
The lawn, that neat green weedless carpet of grass, is an anachronism, say some, even a threat to the environment. The water, the lawn chemicals, the lawn mower, the gas-powered leaf blower. Okay, so if you don't have a lawn, what do you have? Well, some people have what they're calling eco-friendly lawns. Seed mixes you can buy with native grasses that aren't as thirsty or finicky. Other people are mowing less and putting up with the dandelions and clover. Still others are trying to replace lawns entirely with garden beds, including edible plants. But a spokesman for the National Association of Landscape Professionals says lawns are still the mainstream choice. He says people want neat outdoor spaces for relaxing, playing, and entertaining. I'm Rita Foley.
The brother of Clemson football coach Dabo Swinney has been arrested and charged with sexual exploitation of a minor. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.